This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know. I need some advice. I have here a half a package of sunflower seeds. Frito-Lay sunflower seeds. They're kind of yummy. They were two for a dollar or 59 cents each. I think it's very gutsy when Frito-Lay or a package actually puts the price on there. Because what if the grocery store is like, well, I want to charge $2.50 for the bag. But anyway, it's cheap. I just don't know how to eat sunflower seeds. I used to. And sunflower seeds, I think there's a trick to eating the sunflower seeds. So you put the sunflower seed in your mouth, and you're supposed to, with one of your incisors or your premolars, be able to take a quick bite. One bite is supposed to sever the sunflower seed into kernel into two halves. Your tongue, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, your tongue is supposed to vulture in, grab that little kernel within the seed halves, which may still be attached dorsally, okay? And you're coming up ventrally to get that little seed kernel, swoop it out of there, put that to the side, go back to the seed halves of that sunflower seed, be able to spit it out, go back to that little kernel, and enjoy it. To me, that sounds like awfully a lot of work for a snack. But a snack on sunflower seeds, it can help you lose some weight, because look how much work, I mean, look at how much ATP I had to burn up just to even talk about it. Here's the thing, I'm trying to eat these sunflower seeds, and I'm doing that initial incisor or premolar bite, right? Okay? I'm doing that bite down, and it is not severing into two sunflower seed halves. It's not doing that. It's actually cutting down the middle. So now my tongue is very confused. My tongue has absolutely no idea what is seed wall and what is kernel. So now we're on the spit phase. So I spit it all out of my hand. I dig out with my finger the little kernel, stick that in, but unfortunately there's still pieces of shell on it. I now have wet shell that's crumpled in my hand. I don't know where to throw because of the studio. I have no idea where to put it, right, because I got all my equipment here. And, you know, the kernel doesn't even taste good. So this is what I think I'm going to be doing with sunflower seeds. I think I'm just going to suck on the outside because that's all you really care about is the salt. I don't need to poop any more than I did. I mean, do sunflower seeds really provide a nutritional benefit? Do they? I don't know. I got to look it up. I mean, maybe they do because they're seeds. I got to look into it. But I think all I'm going to do is, honestly, because these, my guess is maybe they're dried out. Maybe very fresh sunflower seeds. You could do the one bite, tongue, swish, spit, chew, right? Mechanism or choreography. It's like, you know, the, like a waltz. But no, this just isn't working for me and I'm having a problem. Then on break, I almost choked. I almost inhaled one of the shell, slivers. This is some dangerous stuff because these suckers are sharp. If I swallow it, it could probably puncture my intestine. So this is a problem. So if any of you know the art of sunflower seeds, because this could be a great way for me to fight off holiday snacking, If I could just have a bunch of sunflower seeds, even though I really don't want to add too much of my salt. But I got to tell you, I love the salty taste of sunflower seeds. It just, sometimes you want to get the kernel because that's instinctive. That's what your body wants to do, although I really don't even like the taste of the kernel. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, the Big Mac creator, Jim Delligatti, unfortunately died. He was 98 years old. He created the Big Mac nearly 50 years ago. It's crazy. McDonald's spokeswoman Carrie Ford confirmed that Delligatti died at home, surrounded by his family, Monday night. Delligatti's franchise was based in Uniontown. Let's talk about that. Dying surrounded by your family. Do you notice that a lot of these newspaper reports are saying they died surrounded by the family? What if everybody's lying to us? You know, what if the kids were playing Xbox, you know, mom and dad were upstairs having a fight, right? Johnny was in his bedroom smoking. All of a sudden, somebody went to check on Grandpa, and he died. All right? What did they end up saying? He was surrounded by the family. I just wonder how many times that happens. Now, maybe a lot of people are there, and they're at their deathbed. You know, when my mother-in-law died, apparently the grandchildren were there. And, you know, when she stopped breathing, it's very, very sad to see, very hard to see. But they were there. But I just wonder how many people are really, really there at the bedside when that happens. You know, I mean, what if there's, you know, you just don't know. Because, you know, it's not like anybody knows what is going to happen. You know, it just happens. So, but anyway. McDonald's spokeswoman Carrie Ford confirmed that he died surrounded by his family. The Delligatti's franchise was based in Uniontown, Pittsburgh, about 40 miles south of Pittsburgh, I should say, when he invented the chain signature burger with two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I used to love Big Macs. Delligatti told the Associated Press back in 2006 that Oak Brook, Illinois-based McDonald's resisted the idea at first because its simple lineup of hamburgers, cheeseburger, fries, and shakes were selling well. But Delligatti, they said, wanted to offer a bigger burger, and it went over so well that it then spread to the rest of Delligatti's 47 stores, and then went national back in 1968. I got to tell you, you know, people have ideas all the time, but something like the Big Mac to still be a top seller, even with all the anti-fast food rhetoric that's out there, people really like double, especially since the patties are small. And that special sauce, nobody still knows what the special sauce is. Everybody thinks like ketchup and Thousand Island. My guess is they throw something else in there so they can make it special. I just don't know. I don't even think I want to know. But that was innovation at its finest. May you rest in peace. That was a big contribution. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dial. I'm sorry, Manny, who was working the dial. Sorry, all these men around me. It is raining men.
You can't get me and Tom mixed up, Dolly. Come on now.
Oh, man, you sound so sexy. Love that voice. All right, yeah, I cannot. You also sound like you got a lot more muscle, too.
Yeah, a little bit more than Tom does.
I love Tom, but Tom always talks about how tall and skinny he is. Yeah, so you always wonder. He's kind of maybe more like the, you know, the kicker, and you sound more like the linebacker, but that's okay. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. So smoking raises heart attack risk. We know that, but do we know how much? Eightfold. Do you guys know what fold means versus eight times? I'm confused by that, too. It's just a lot, okay? It's a lot. But it raises it eightfold in people under 50. Most of us go, nah, I'm under 50, so I don't have to worry about the heart attack. I'm good. Uh-uh. There is a new threat being reported among those under age 50. They say compared to former smokers and non-smokers in their age group, heart attack risk was nearly 8.5 times higher for smokers younger than 50. So eightfold is probably used equitable with eight times more. I don't think, though. I don't think they're doing that right. Eight times more, to me, means this, okay? Let's say you have a 5% chance of having a heart attack. You have eight times more. I would say five times eight equals a 40% chance of having a heart attack, okay? That's how I look at it, even though that's probably not the case. They when doctors and medical researchers use math, they're allowed to screw it up. So here you are teaching your kids multiplication. And, okay, something is eight times more than, eight times five is 40. But when you do that in medicine, if you say you have a 5% chance of having a heart attack, you know, because you smoke, now you go eight times five is 40%. It just doesn't work that way. Now, eightfold to me means you fold it over eight times. Okay, that's how I look at it, which is why, again, I think a lot of stories are using this wrong. So eightfold means you have a 5% chance. Let's roll that over to a 10%. Let's roll that over to a 20%. Let's roll that 20 to a 40%. We've only done four folds. You take that 20 and now go over that 40 and now go to an 80 and a 160 and a 320 and a 640. Okay, leave it alone. 640. That to me means eightfold because I kept folding. Did you guys see me fold? You see that? I like fold it over and then I fold it over again and then I fold it over again. 640 times. Doesn't make any sense. So if you guys listen to me, read these medical articles, and I'm talking about eightfold and fivefold, okay, just remember we had this little talk. But here's the problem, guys, okay? My being, I think I'm one of the very few regular medical, I think I'm the only nationally syndicated medical doctor doing regular medicine. You know, hosting regular medicine talk. And so a lot of people expect me to read these New England Journal of Article Medicines or Journal of American Medical Association articles, right, you know, without commentary and acting like they are the Bible. So just remember we had this little conversation, and in the future, when I'm like, oh, there's an eightfold increase, okay, it's like a week. Okay, know that you and I had this talk. We don't know what the hell they're talking about here. Okay, we're just going to move on. We're going to let it lie. And we're going to act like whatever they're talking about is like big. But the one thing that I think we can all agree on, even though we disagree with the folding and the rolling over and the laundry and the dryer tumble of these studies and their percentages, I think we can all agree that what that number means is a hell of a lot. Right? We're all good with that? I'm good. Okay, let's move on. So compared to former smokers and non-smokers in their age group, heart attack risk was nearly 8.5 times higher. So roll, half roll. Okay? All right. According to British researchers. Oh, that's why it's all screwed up. They're British. I don't get it. I really don't get the British. Listen, I have a lot of British friends, but when you guys brought to America the roundabout, you screwed us over so bad. And the way you speak English makes us look stupid. You and your grammar sounding all proper, and you never dangle your participle. Come on. Let loose. Dangle a participle for crying out loud. Let it dangle. Come on. Oh, the British. All right, so this is British. Okay, no wonder we have this whole fold and times and whatever all messed up. One expert in smoking and health who reviewed the report said the findings underline the importance of keeping youth and cigarettes apart. They say through comprehensive tobacco control programs that include, oh boy, okay, this is one whole sentence, guys. Hold on to your seats. Through comprehensive tobacco control programs that include environmental smoking bans, high taxes on cigarettes, and anti-tobacco media campaigns. Okay, we're still waiting for this. Okay, we're still waiting. That was just the preface into the sentence. Here's the pronoun. We can decrease the rates, there's the verb, of smoking, tobacco use, heart disease, and many other health conditions. Woo! That was Patricia Fullen. You know how many breaths I had to take to finish that sentence? Okay. She directs the Center of Tobacco Control at Northwell Health in Great Neck, New York. Yeah, New Yorkers also talk very differently from the rest of us, too. Do you notice that, too? Yeah. All right, so the study found that at older ages faced with higher heart risks. Oh, the study found that. Oh, it's a short sentence. Ooh, we got a short sentence here. Hold on. The study found. This is a hard one to get to. I don't even know what the study's about. Something about laundry. The study found that, yeah, starching collars. The study found that smokers at older ages faced higher heart risks as well. Well, we know that. What's about the young people? See, that's the problem, guys. Whenever you have an article where they do a big, long sentence, you've already lost a lot of us. And it's not having attention deficit. It's just that sentence that we previously went through was so damn long that we now completely forgot what the hell the article's about. They say, compared to former smokers and non-smokers of their age group, smokers aged 50 to 65 were at 5 times higher risk of heart attack, and smokers over 65 at a 3 times higher risk. All right, so for those of you who thought you were only at a 4 times higher risk and said, you know what, I'm good, and now you hear you're at a 5 times higher risk. So you're like, wait a second, now maybe I better rethink that. What the hell is wrong with you people? Okay? You've been told you're at a higher risk. It doesn't matter if it's 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, you're screwed if you smoke. Okay? You're just plain screwed. All the patients who smoke tell us they wish they had quit sooner before their health was compromised, but they just didn't know how to do it. So for this study, researchers led by Dr. Ever Greck of Northern General Hospital in Sheffield, England, analyzed data of more than 1,700 adult heart attack patients in Northern England. The researchers found that 48.5% were current smokers, about 27% were former smokers, and 24% were non-smokers. Do you ever wonder why all these people died or had heart attacks in New England? Maybe it's because of the roundabouts. Those roundabouts have totally screwed over the four-way stop. It's so confusing. Maybe they're stressed because they have to speak English properly all the time. All right. Oh, no. Okay, here's another big sentence. Look, I'm reporting the news. Compared to non-smokers, oh, this is a big sentence, guys. Current and former smokers were 2 times more likely to have history of previous heart disease, 3 times more likely to have peripheral artery disease, with clogged blood vessels restricting blood flow to the legs, according to the report. I shortened that up because it was just too long, and I had to take a breath. Yeah, it's hard. You don't want to breathe more than 3 times. In radio, you're not supposed to breathe a lot when you're trying to get out one sentence. You're supposed to try to hold your breath when you do out a whole sentence. Okay. You want me to try that with the big sentence? Let's try that. Let me do that all with no holding my breath. Okay, let's do that one. Okay, really? Let's just try this out. Okay, I'm going to try it with one breath. Here we go. Ready? Through comprehensive tobacco control programs that include government smoking bans, high tests on cigarettes, and anti-tobacco media campaigns, we can decrease rates of tobacco, smoking use, and heart disease, and many other health conditions, according to Patricia Fullen. There was a period in that. I did it. I get to keep my job in radio. I get to keep my job because I am adequately reporting the news. That's a tough one. Now, the study... In case you guys were so tantalized by this study, it was published online November 29th in the journal Heart. Basically, what they're saying, guys, it's never too early or too late to start talking to you guys about quitting smoking for you guys to quit smoking. Smoking's bad. You block your arteries. You have difficulty getting blood flow to the legs, blood flow to the heart, blood flow to everywhere. Stroke, it's bad. Now, there is a cigarette that we're going to talk about that actually may be the first cigarette that isn't toxic. Very cool. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The EPA case, as the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Philip Morris International has a smokeless cigarette that contains 90% less toxins than ordinary ones. Apparently, they're a big tobacco giant, and they have a device that delivers the same nicotine hit. And it could allow for traditional cigarettes to be phased out. It is already on sale in over a dozen markets, including Japan, Switzerland, and Italy. Different from e-cigs, the electronic device is used with mini tobacco sticks as opposed to a nicotine-laced liquid. Okay? I don't know how much they would cost. They say these are placed into the device before being heated. Experts say make them much less harmful because they aren't burning the tobacco. The experts argue, however, that the innovative device will never be safer than e-cigs and doesn't appear to be a safe option. Is that already a done deal? Are e-cigs deemed safe? When did that happen? I thought we were worried about the chemicals that e-cigs are burning. I thought we were worried about the chemicals. I didn't know that it was already a done deal. They said in an interview with the BBC, the company's chief executive, Andre Kaladzopoulos, said, "I believe there will come a moment in time where I would say we have sufficient adoption of these alternative products and start envisaging. I got to look that up. That's a good word. Together with governments, a phase-out period for cigarettes. Envisaging. Is that like an engaging? And start I got to look that up. Maybe that's a fake word. Again, it's British, so they can make stuff up and act like it's real English. All right. Philip Morris, who produced Marlboro, they actually produce it everywhere except in the U.S., gets the vast majority of its sales and profits from traditional cigarettes. But the tobacco market is shrinking. They got to be innovative, just like the Big Mac creator. So they say more people are quitting. They're taking up e-cigs. They said by the year 2025, there will still be a billion smokers worldwide. But rival cigarette firms are already close behind, testing their similar devices. E-cigs are going to go away later because somebody is going to find one of these chemicals being harmful. Or they're going to think that they're cancer-causing, or someone's going to regulate them, and it's going to go by the wayside. So these tobacco companies may have an opportunity to step in with something different. People want nicotine. So what's the safest way to administer the nicotine? It's crazy. Our addictions, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, whether it's sugar, whether it's nicotine, whether it's pain pills, we're always going to be addicted to something. You could tax, you could legislate, you could use media to teach us how bad it is. I mean, you know, you're not going to have a whole bunch of health fiends out there. People want what people want. It's just going to happen. All right, they say if smokers switch electronic cigarettes or other products that have been shown to cut the risk of their health, this could lead to big improvement in public health. Now, mind you, e-cigs are safer than regular tobacco cigarettes. But we say that cautiously, because e-cigs have not been around enough to have been proven to not cause cancer. If e-cigs have been around for the last, what, 5-6 years? Okay, and really popular the last 2. If those chemicals cause you to get cancer in the next 10 years, we aren't going to know that for a while. So right now, we're telling everybody you're safe. So you wonder. Some people say, well, heart attacks. We know that cigarettes can cause heart attacks, but e-cigs don't. Well, how do you know? Well, because it's not tobacco. Well, what if it's the chemicals that causes inflammation to the heart? We talked about gum disease, putting you at risk for heart attack. What about the e-cig? And again, we don't know. I don't want to say e-cigs are bad. But what we do have to say is because there hasn't been a study, it doesn't mean e-cigs are good and we're in the clear. Okay? They say from past experience, nothing that tobacco companies say should be accepted at face value, according to, Dr. Martin Skur. It doesn't matter whether you smoke a pipe, a cigar, or cigarettes, it's cancer-causing. Presenting the tobacco in a different way doesn't change that. So you have a lot of people really, really upset. All right, so, you know, we just talked about that eightfold story, and we got through that, and that was very, very painful. And I know a lot of you are like, Dahlia, fine, okay, I know smoking's bad. How do I quit? What do I do to quit? Okay, well, you got to find your own style. If e-cigs are helping you quit, I am 1,000% for e-cigs, okay? If they will help you quit. And by quitting, that doesn't mean you be on the e-cig for another 10 years. That means you use that e-cig for a couple months and then get the hell off of it. I am fine then with you, with the limited data that we have right now, using that e-cig to get off smoking. It's the lesser of two evils, and we got to get you off smoking. But if you're transitioning to the e-cig, so you could be on that for the next 10 years, oh, hell to the no. Okay, that's not good either, because we don't know what it could do. We need you really quitting. It doesn't make any sense swapping vices. Okay? Shantix works for some. Right, it's that nicotine decoy, but again, you can't be on a long term, 3 months. Maybe at the most 6 months, but it's a 3 month deal. Okay, I mean, you know, when you're going to quit smoking and get off nicotine, you have got to get off nicotine. You can't be weaning around with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is very, very interesting. Okay, having trouble hearing. Remember we talked about when you start to lose your sense of smell? What could that be a first sign of? It could be a first sign of dementia or Alzheimer's. Well, when somebody has loss of hearing, is it always their ears? Or could it be dementia also? You see? That's what they're studying. They think maybe their ear is fine, but they're having trouble processing the conversations and processing what was being heard. All right, they say the findings demonstrate that separately from any typical hearing loss that might occur as we age, our brains also get worse at processing the sound of talking when there are other sounds at the same time. According to study co-author Jonathan Simon, he is associate professor at the University of Maryland's Institute for Systems Research. They say the background noise might not even be considered especially loud by younger listeners. They say the implication is that typical older adults need to exert more effort, take more time in order to understand what someone is saying to them when there's also noise, even only moderate noise around them. They say about one in three Americans aged 65 to 74 has some degree of hearing loss, according to the U.S. National Institute of Deafness and Other Communication Disorders. For those 75 or older, half have difficulty hearing. I have horrible hearing. That's why I talk so loud. You know, Manny's trying to tell me, look, can you lower the feed? What? Lower the feed. What? I can't. Now, I can hear when my headphones are on. But if there's background noise, like if the commercial is on, I don't know what the hell Manny's saying. Even though Manny has that rich, deep, sexy voice, if there's noise in the background, I can't hear what the hell he's saying. So I have no idea if he's ever asked me out. I have no idea. I'm going to assume he did. Right? And I had to politely decline. But I just don't know. Why? Because I can't hear. I have to have it very, very quiet in order to hear, which is why I always tell you guys to shut up. Shut up, I can't hear. I tell my kids all the time, shut up. I remember when I was, you know, growing up, my parents told me to shut up. And I remember one of my aunts or uncles said, you know, you should really tell them to be quiet because shut up isn't nice. They're like, shut up. They're like, all right, I'll shut up. But I do that with the kids too because I can't hear. I'm like, shut up. So, yeah, I'm not going to shut up. I heard that. What if you just told me to shut up? Oh, hell to the no. All right, so, so in this new study, it looked at 17 young adults and 15 older adults, so young adults 18 to 27 and 61 to 73. They did a series of hearing tests with some background noise, all under one brain scans, focused on two regions of the brain, the midbrain, which controls basic sound processing, and the cortex, which is critical to speech comprehension. Younger adults perform significantly better than seniors in both quiet and noisy settings. Of course, they're young. Why? Because the midbrain scans show that the hearing was weaker in older people from the brain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing way. astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and the Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you asked me to comment, and I really was kind of reluctant on this topic, and I'll tell you why, to comment on Donald Trump's son, Barron, on whether he appears autistic or not. And it is such a shame that this conversation has come into play. As a child who really had no choice in the matter for his dad running for president, and there was a video surfacing, and I guess Rosie O'Donnell, who thought that he had autism, and you know, Melania Trump had to, from what we understand, threaten a lawsuit. There was a video floating around on how Barron was clapping, during, Donald Trump's acceptance speech, and there has been this speculation that Barron Trump may be autistic. And there was a YouTube user who posted the original video. Apparently, the YouTube user, James Hunter, said, "I've been in contact with Melania Trump's lawyer. This video will be deleted in 24 hours. I will publish a full retraction and apology to Melania and Barron Trump." Hunter also revealed via his YouTube page that he meant no harm towards Barron and that he personally suffers from autism. He said, "I never meant this as a bullying video. As someone who was diagnosed at age 5 and has gone through bullying myself, I would never do something like that." He said, "I made this because I truly believe Barron was on the spectrum and I wanted people to stop bullying him over his weird behavior and explain to them that it might actually be due to a condition." He says, "I have a great respect for Melania and her family. I never meant to hurt anyone." And of course, Melania Trump was threatening to sue because the YouTube video suggests that her son Barron Trump may be autistic. And this is something the child does not need, but we need to have a conversation with that. I think, was it Rosie O'Donnell who has a child? Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, I guess, had suggested, because she has a child with autism, that she has, I guess, a 3-year-old daughter, Dakota, who was diagnosed with high-functioning autism, and she thought she picked up signs. You know, with Barron, I mean, again, it was 2:45 in the morning, okay? He clapped appropriately. He seemed tired. But, you know, what is this discussion on, does somebody have autism or not? Why do people care? And why do we need to refocus the conversation? Now, I'm not going to lie. Prior to this Barron controversy, I thought, you know, actually, I picked up immediately one of Donald Trump's other children appearing to have Asperger-like symptoms. That's not bad. Look, I got tons of people in the family with Asperger's and autism. It is common. And I told my husband, I go, "I think so-and-so may have Asperger's." Doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, he's smart, doing well, he's whatever. But I picked up that one of his children, you know, appeared to have that. So who cares? I mean, no big deal. The problem is it is a big deal with the way the media and the way society starts to categorize autism and Asperger's. See, we used to not categorize, okay? But once you've been around it, and you've been, and you have, you know, family members and patients, etc., you pick up on it, all right? Do you treat them any differently? No. Can they still excel? Absolutely. So what is the purpose of identifying it? Well, we want to identify it because if there is an issue, we want to do early intervention. With social cues made, like, for example, some kids with Asperger's may not be the most athletic, may have difficulties with balance. That could be a problem later from a medical standpoint. That could be a problem from a bullying standpoint. So I recommend a lot of kids with Asperger's going to martial arts. Helps teach them balance. Helps teach them confidence. And gets them into athletics, because some people with Asperger's can unfortunately gain weight. Not all the time, all right? But what was it that Rosie O'Donnell picked up on? And what was it that the YouTube poster, you know, had thought was going on with Barron? I just thought Barron was tired. But the one thing I picked up on, and you know, Barron is a gorgeous boy. It appears that he is very, very intelligent, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the family. I'm a fan of the child. But what they were picking up on at 2:45 in the morning was the quote-unquote lack of empathy. All right? They expected a child way past their bedtime, exhausted, to be sitting there smiling and running around like a child. And so Asperger's sometimes gets misdiagnosed, or maybe it is appropriately diagnosed, who knows? But Asperger's gets diagnosed when you look at a child and they don't seem to act like other children. Now, remember, Barron lives in Trump Tower, okay? He is the youngest child of adults, okay? He's not running around with a bunch of other little kids. When you don't have a brother or sister, you may have a different sense of maturity because your colleagues aren't other babies or kids, right? Feeding off each other, the people you're around are grown-ups. So many times, somebody who is a child that is born later will have those social, like, you know, I have a younger brother. My younger brother came when I was 16 years old. So he didn't play like me and my brothers and sisters did. All the kids, when he was born, in his neighborhood were already in preschool. He was already in the generation where everybody was in preschool. So we had to put him into preschool to be around other kids because he wasn't getting in the house. I was 16 and a half when he was born. By the time he was a toddler, I was already moving out and going to college. So he already had more mature qualities. However, children of older fathers could be more at risk for autism. So there's a debate whether it's the environment or whether there may be, you know, a genetic tendency towards Asperger's or autism because the father was older or older parents. So what are signs of a child with Asperger's, which is on the autism spectrum? For a mild standpoint, okay, we know major. Major is avoiding eye contact, unusual facial expressions, not connecting with mom. You know, usually babies will just, I mean, mom is God. Babies just don't, they don't want anything to do with mom sometimes. Abnormal posturing, intolerance to a lot of things. And they seem to be very, very distracted many times, you know, for a more advanced. Children with Asperger's, sometimes, you know, you'll say something that, you know, a five-year-old, let's say, would laugh at. And the five-year-old just doesn't pick up on it, doesn't pick up on social cues, doesn't really seem to have the social skills as maybe others that age. Now, maybe it's because they are mature. Maybe they are, you know, maybe it really was a stupid joke. But, you know, not all kids have to be the same. They don't like changes in routines. They like a routine. They appear to lack empathy. So they, let's say, pinch you. And you go, ow, that hurts. You know, whereas the average kid may go, sorry, mommy. He may just stare at you, or she may stare at you with a blank stare. It could be a sign of Asperger's, okay? Unable to recognize subtle differences in speech, tone, pitch. You know, when my mom was mad, she was like, Dolly, and oh, I froze. Yet, when you try that with somebody with Asperger's or whatever, they'll just go on their merry way. They may not pick up on sarcasm, okay, but a lot of people don't, that, you know. They may have a very formal style of speaking, you know, as opposed to, you know, baby talk and whatever. And it's very funny because, you know, children with autism or Asperger's, a lot of times, you know, there's some adults that really, really like being around these kids because you can have a conversation. You know, nobody wanted to be around me. I was like, boo, you know, nose picking. And you don't see that with the average Asperger. They may avoid eye contact, stare at others, be preoccupied, may have some delayed motor development. So, you know, the problem we have here, and what I want to say is there's so many people around us with Asperger's and autism that have not been diagnosed. And does it really, really matter? Unfortunately, people want to put a name on it. So they'll find somebody and say, yeah, that person has it. That person has it. And the stigma attached has to change. All right? Is it really fair to put a stigma? Maybe it's an art. Maybe it's a gift. Autism. I happen to look at it as a pretty good gift for some people with their intelligence. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Rebel. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.